Meanwhile, Bill was getting tired of waiting. His chief fear was that he might spoil everything by forgetting the number 6. It was the 6th post, 6. He broke off a twig and divided it into 6 pieces. These he arranged on the ground in front of him. 6. He looked at the pond, counted up to the 6th post, and murmured 6 to himself again. Then he looked down at his twigs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7! Was it 7? Or was that the 7th bit of a twig, an accidental bit, which had been on the ground anyhow? Surely it was 6. Had he said 6 to Antony? If so, Antony would remember, and it was all right. 6. He threw away the 7th twig and collected the other 6 together. Perhaps they would be safer in his pocket. 6. The height of a tall man. Well, his own height. 6 feet. Yes, that was the way to remember it. Feeling a little safer on the point, he began to wonder about the bag, and what Antony would say to it, and the possible depth of the water, and of the mud at the bottom. And was still so wondering, and saying, "Good Lord, what a life!" to himself, when Antony reappeared. Bill got up and came down the slope to meet him. 6, he said firmly. 6th post from the end. Good, smiled Antony. Mine was the 18th, a little way past it.
What did you go off for?
To see Cayley into bed.
Is it all right?
Yes. Better hang your coat over the 6th post, and then we shall see it more easily. I'll put mine on the 18th. Are you going to undress here or in the boat?
Some here and some in the boat. You're quite sure that you wouldn't like to do the diving yourself?
Quite, thanks.